Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about helping you break through those obstacles that are keeping you from growing your business, making more sales, and living the life of your dreams. You can learn more about us by going to our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Black Belt Selling. There you can see comments. You can talk to other people who are involved in Black Belt Selling. But you know what? More importantly, you'll know when these broadcasts go live. So go to facebook.com/groups/Black Belt Selling. Also, if you're listening to us on Spreaker, give us a follow. Come on, help us out. Help a girl out, would you? We're also on iTunes, and we're looking to get on Google Play, Stitcher. So be looking for us because we're going to be in a lot of places real soon. So, but if you're listening to us on Spreaker, please hit that follow button and help us out. Now, today's guest, Stephanie, you unfortunately didn't get to listen to her wisdom, but this lady is a book coach, and she's not just a book coach like, you know, you're the one doing the writing. What she does is she interacts directly with her customers, and she writes the book for them. And you might be thinking, I don't know about it. But actually, she brought up to me this guy, you might know his name. He wrote this book about being an introvert, and he used to be from Austin.
And, really?
Yes. Matthew Pollard. And so she was talking that book is his book, but he had a really good ghostwriter, and it's a good book. She really likes the way the book's written. And so her name is Kate Frank. Now, Kate, like I said, she's a ghostwriter and she's a book coach. She has written over, get this, 1,100 pieces of content in the last 7 years, none of which have her name on them.
Gotta love being a ghostwriter. How do you get more clients out of that?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, the good news is that she's contributed to 5 published books and dozens of articles in national magazines with her own byline. So she's an expert here. She has proven her ability to offer unparalleled quality to her clients. Now, what makes her different than most ghostwriters is most ghostwriters, they're looking to, of course, support themselves, but she's looking to make you profitable. Her goal is to get the author client to talk their book and then build a platform to sell the concepts in the book while she completes the book content. So she's not just writing your book for you. She's helping you develop your marketing strategy to get that book sold. And you can find her and find those concepts on her new website, profitreadybook.com. And also, she has authorityredefined.com, which she talks about in this interview. So Stephanie, as she was talking, I thought, oh my gosh, you would have loved to be there. But of course, you're going to get to be there because we're going to get to listen to her right now. Do you have anything to say before I hit the button?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So listen carefully, especially if you have a book growing on the inside of you. And we'll be back at the end to chat. Hey, thank you for joining us on Black Belt Selling today.
It's great to be here, Anna.
And normally you would see Stephanie here with me, but she had a previous engagement and was unable to break away. But I know this is a topic that's near and dear to her heart because she's already put out 2 books on her own. I've put out 1 book, so I'm fascinated to see how we can make this all work. Now, you have a different take on books. So here's the common perception of books. You get a book to establish your expertise, but don't expect to make any money from it, right?
Well, and most people don't.
Do you have a different
it's self-fulfilling.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it's been fulfilled in my vein, but maybe we can turn that around.
The truth is, it is rare to find somebody that thinks in terms. Most people have this nagging in the back of their head that they have this expertise that they wish somebody would have taught them. They wish they would have been able to pick up a book and have the kind of information that they now know. So they want to write that book. So they just write it. And then they figure out how they can sell the books or how they can monetize it otherwise. And that's getting the cart before the horse. Mm-hmm. I totally believe that creating revenue from a book is relatively easy to do, but you don't figure it out after the book's written. You figure it out before the book's written, and you write that book for revenue.
Write the book for revenue. I like that.
You write it for the readers and the revenue.
Right. Those yeah, it's not totally just to make money. So,
well, you know, the way to make money is to speak. You know, I've got a whole process that I go through to get the cart behind the horse. You know, the marketing is the horse. This is what drives your profitability, to know who you're going to market to, who your reader's going to be, where they hang out, and who will pay you. Those are kinds of things that you need to know in order to get the course that's going to drive this revenue in front of the book. And so when I'm working with somebody and we've identified those kinds of things, then I write differently. Mm. You know, I'm going to write different than a person that just writes a book for several reasons. One is this focus, this revenue focus. But another thing is I write your book the way you talk. You write your book like you were turning in a paper to your college professor. That's it's not as interesting.
No. Yeah, I can remember a paper I wrote from college, and I pulled it up one day and I'm like, I wrote this? I don't even understand it anymore.
It's just a totally different mindset. I've worked with people that own multi-million-dollar companies. Uh-huh. And they're writing in their language. You know, when they write, they sound highly educated. Uh-huh. When they talk in fragmented sentences. So if they write their own book and then they go stand on the lectern and talk to people, they look inauthentic and they wrote the whole thing.
Wow, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. It's counterintuitive, but it makes sense when you think about it. But when I work with somebody, I get into their language. I know how they talk. I leave some of those fragmented sentences in there that for this person I'm thinking of that has this multi-million dollar company, you could tell how passionate he was about something by how broken his sentences were.
Really?
Yeah, he'd talk in hypertext. He'd talk in a language that was a lot more emotional and not as grammatically correct. So if he's up there talking in front of people, and when he gets excited about something, he's talking in these broken sentences, and his book is written in perfect prose, it doesn't look real.
Wow. It kind of reminds me of, you know, when you're talking to somebody and you get all these ideas, mm-hmm. and then suddenly, and they're following you as you're talking because mm-hmm. they're with you. Mm-hmm. And then you, if you were to listen to it, you go, oh my gosh, there's not a complete sentence in there.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, especially for somebody that's trying to make a living in sales, it could not be any more important that the language that you have when you're face to face with a client or on the phone with them or on Zoom or however you make your sales, that the language that you have in your book is as close to the same language as you speak. What is the number one reason people don't trust you these days?
Well, duplicity. You don't, you're not what you appear to be.
Yeah. If you're inauthentic, mm-hmm. if you're not transparent, they're not going to trust your offer if the offer is different in a book than it is when you talk to them.
So, I didn't ask you this before, but can you give like an example? of something like that without revealing. I know you're a ghostwriter. So for our listeners who may or may not know what a ghostwriter is, you probably will not find a book that Kate has written by herself. Rather,
actually, I've got two, but they're very, very old.
Okay. Whoops. Take that back.
If you go into Amazon, and you'd have to search by Kathy, K-A-T-H-I, Frank, and you'll find a couple of books that I've been a collaborative author with. But you'll find thousands more that I've written, that articles and blog posts and those kinds of things that I've written that my name's not on it.
Because you write for people.
Yeah.
You don't write for yourself so much as you write for people. So that's, can you think of a situation where, without revealing people, that you were able to transform somebody into a profitable book by changing the way they wrote to the way they spoke?
I think of three different people when I come up with this. So the first guy I talked about is a guy that owns a multi-million dollar company, consulting company in New York City. And it was only after we were about halfway through the book that I found out that he was going to run for senator in a New England state.
Oh, wow.
And that's the reason why his book was different. You know, he was basically talking about his belief system in his book, and didn't have the same profit potential as most. But I had to convince him that I didn't sanitize it. It was very important to me. If he's going to be up there trying to get office, he can't have something different when he's in his book. Another fella is a vice president at a big, probably the biggest insurance company. And, you know, he had moved up the corporate ladder by having some principles that he had coached people with on one-on-one. Well, he's received a couple of promotions since the book came out, because he's now got a book that talks about what he's all about and how he's succeeded in the corporate world. And he's also speaking more often. He's been given international opportunities to go out for the company. I mean, it's been very good for his business.
Mm-hmm.
And then a third fella is a kid that dropped out of high school.
Hmm.
And his language was very repetitive, very rough. And, you know, he got into a real estate investing company and was doing very well, making lots and lots of money. But it was a real estate coaching company of sorts that had multi-levels in it.
Mm-hmm.
By having his book, by me getting his book into some legible order, that it still had his personality. It had you could tell that he wasn't a college graduate because his language wasn't that. Mm-hmm. But you could follow his thoughts better than what he wrote. So I pulled that together for him, and now he's able to use that to grow his multi-level business much faster, because he's seen as an expert and he's invited to go to all these speaking conferences and all of this. So it's been very good for his business. And those are just three examples.
Mm-hmm.
Each author's situation is different. And if you get the concepts that support revenue in place before the book is written, and then you just do the work, it's almost a sure thing.
Concepts that support revenue first. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking of the cart mm-hmm. before the horse. I keep mm-hmm. thinking of getting the horse in the right place, getting the cart in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what has probably been your most exciting moment working with some of these authors? One that you thought, yeah, this is the reason I do this.
Well, a couple of books that I'm working on right now would fall into that category. And a year ago, I would tell you that I won't write memoirs, because I thought in terms of a memoir is somebody basically whining about their own story as if it's unique. And I don't get into that.
I can see that in you, definitely.
Unless you're famous, people don't care about your horror stories. You know, it's just not part of, I mean, some people do, but I don't, you know, I just don't, that doesn't add value to my life. What adds value to my life is, for example, I just finished a book where the woman grew up in rural Louisiana, didn't have indoor plumbing. She was excited to go to college on a scholarship because she was going to have a real bathroom.
Wow.
For the first time in her life. Mm-hmm. And so that's where she started from. She's had all sorts of, she's been abused by a couple of husbands. She's had some major health challenges, but she's now the mayor of a small South Texas town and is making a difference. And she did it by seeing the corruption in the city and stepping up to the plate and being there to make a difference. And the people love her. The people just love her. So I see her as the next Barbara Jordan. That's how much I believe in this woman. Now, the proof is in the pudding, whether she'll get, you know, get it all together and go out there and make something from it. But she's got a book that we had to take what was almost a journal, mm-hmm. lots of story about her life, and turn it into an arc of a story. Now, that means nothing unless you're in the book writing business, but that is getting the horse in front of the cart, is we figured out how to structure all these things that happened in her life to bring her to the point where she is now and make her reader see what she brings to the table and what difference she can make and how much she can encourage other people that have had struggles in their life, mm-hmm. and know how to have the passion and the persistence to do well in the world.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now getting back to salespeople, mm-hmm. who need to get their expertise out, mm-hmm. what is your best advice to somebody who says, you know, I really have this passion for a book. Mm-hmm. I'm intimidated. Most people are intimidated because they think, I don't know what to write. Mm-hmm. Right? We don't know what to write. We would have written the books right now by now, and exactly. probably somebody like yourself wouldn't be needed. But what's the best advice you could give somebody who just has a passion to share what they're doing so that they can help other people with their expertise?
Well, we'd first have to identify clearly whether their goal is to help other people sell like they do, or if it's help other people with their product or service. That's a totally different book.
Yeah.
100% different. And from that, once they determine that, once they really know what their book is going to be generally about, then my best advice is to invest a lot of money into 3x5 cards.
Oh.
Start every time you have an idea for your book, write a few keywords. It can't be any more than a 3x5 card, and I suggest that it be more, no less than 3 or 4 words that remind you of a principle that you want to have in your book, or even better, when you're out there making sales calls and something profound happens from what you're doing, write down the person and the situation and how you solve their problem. How you went from problem to solution. And it's what most salespeople are going to do if they go to write a book about sales, is they're going to have all these instructions, step 1, step 2, step 3, instructions, instructions, instructions. Boring. Been done so many times that nobody cares. What will be powerful if it's story after story after story, where you're talking about how, and this can work as if you're selling your product or service as well. It's just that we'll use your 3x5 cards a little differently if we're doing it for a product or service than we are if you're, you know, if your goal is to get up and teach people how to sell well, that's a different end result. But if you have, if you want a book to basically validate the value of what you bring to the table in your product or service, there's nothing more valuable for doing that than a book, because it does several things. First of all, when you cold call somebody, you can say that you wrote a book on this. You can ask for their address and mail it to them. You can then follow up and say, did you get the book? Did you see this specific chapter? Was it helpful? Does it apply to you? It gives you all sorts of entry into the mind of that, especially big ticket sales. The more big ticket it is, the more a book can get your foot in the door. You know, it's something that can make a huge difference. And I don't care whether you're selling your coaching services or rug cleaning services. There is a lot that you can tell your potential client in a book. And, you know, if it's a rug cleaning service and you don't have the kind of revenue to do a complete book, then we can do a booklet for you. And it, and if you use it right, it can have a lot of the same value.
Wow. Wow. Gosh, there's just so much more I want to ask. And I'm not, Stephanie's going to be so, I mean, she's going to get to listen to this. So she's going to be like, oh my gosh, I wish I were here. Cause this is, I've never, and you've been on my other show. We didn't even come at it from this perspective. Mm-hmm. This is a totally different way to think about books, especially when it comes to sales, because we usually think of books as a calling card. We don't see books as a form of part of the sale.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And the book is also, if you decide that you want to teach selling and look for opportunities to get with meeting planners and do that, the first thing they're going to ask you is, have you written a book? And, you know, sending your book to them, it's almost a requirement these days if you want to get paid well to speak. Mm-hmm. And it gives you revenue. So I'm going to, I know that you may need to wrap up pretty soon, so I want to make sure I say something. If a book has been in the back of your head nagging at you, then, you know, do follow my 3x5 card ideas, because, but there's a good chance that you've already written content, or if you haven't written content, perhaps you have recorded sales calls or some other way, or a Zoom or something else where you're talking about your process. If you will send me an audio, video, or sample content, I will take that and give you a 400 to 800 word sample of how I would write your book content for you. Free. Doesn't cost you a thing. All you have to do is you have to email it to me. So let me give you the email address.
Yeah, because I want to know where I can send this.
There you go. It's kate@authorityredefined.com. And I got that domain because I believe that a book truly does take, you know, I don't work with people that aren't already authorities. You know, I'm not going to write a novel. I'm not going to write a historical romance. I'm not going to do any of that. I only work with people that are experts in their field. Mm-hmm. They've got something that they're already making a difference in this world, one-on-one every day, and they want to share it with a bigger audience. So Kate at Authority Redefined, because that book is going to redefine your authority if you work with me.
Wow.
.com.
You got it. You got it. So Kate, first of all, right after this, I'm heading to Walmart because I'm going to get a stack of cards.
There you go.
And And thank you so much. I learned so much from every guest, but you know, I've never thought of a book from that perspective. So thank you for enlarging our thought. And you know, if you're listening to this podcast, we're going to segue here in a few minutes to me and Stephanie talking about it, but I really want to encourage you, if you have a book nagging in the back of your head, you need to do that. Get those 3x5 cards. Send a sample. You've probably done a webinar. If you have done a webinar, that'd be the perfect thing to send to Kate. Send it to her. Get a free sample of what she could do to help you gain more exposure and get your message out to the people that you are called to serve.
And I'll even coach them on how to use it in their sales process, because I've been in sales most of my life. So, you know, each sales process is different, but what I'll help the author do is to insert the book into that sales process and make it more effective.
Oh, sweet. So sweet. Well, Kate, it's been a real joy to have you on Black Belt Selling. I hope you'll plan on coming back.
I'd love to.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
You bet.
You know, Stephanie, I was really sad that you missed talking to her, because I really felt she had a lot of wisdom about book writing that's pretty uncommon in this day and age, especially when a lot of people are trying to put out books, but really not expecting to be profitable.
Right. Well, and I think her and I would have had a lot of fun, just, you know, I think personality-wise, we probably would have gotten along. And then, you know, this whole concept of publishing a book is both overdone and underdone at the same time, right? Everyone's trying to get a book out there. And yet the truth is, it really is, you know, once you've done something, it almost becomes kind of like, it's not that hard, right? I lost weight. I'm good. I did this. That's not that bad. But it really is quite a bit of work to get that done. So I think I love the way that she breaks it down. She makes it simple, because I think a lot of people feel like they can't have a ghostwriter write their book, or it won't be a good book. It won't be them. But you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad had a ghostwriter for his books. Robert Kiyosaki did not write Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, because a lot of these people, I've met Robert in person. And you know, there's one concept she talked about that I really found fascinating. And that is that she writes the book the way people speak, because she feels that it's important for the authenticity, especially those of us that are in sales. And if you're writing a book, honey, you're in sales. You know, you're trying to sell yourself, your product or service. And I loved how she said that when we write, it's like we're writing a paper for a professor. When she writes, she's writing to help people sell themselves, sell their books. What do you got to say about that?
No, I mean, I would agree. I think a lot of times we end up, and actually a few years back, someone came to me and told me, he said, you know, Steph, the you I get on stage is not the you that I get in your newsletters, not the you that we get in the blogs, not the you that we get on social media. And I think a lot of times we end up putting ourselves into this box where we conform to what we think we're supposed to be, instead of just embracing who we are and really running with that. Because when you do truly embrace who you are and you really just run with it, the thing is, we talk about authenticity, and it's a well overused term nowadays, but we really do, truly do. People just want to connect with you. And I love the idea of getting you into the book instead of this doctoral level thesis you that doesn't actually exist.
I totally believe that. And I think because we live in a day and era where trust is so important when it comes to sales, you have to be congruent. Your book, your blogs, your social media, everything has to be the same. And so actually, I'm going to start looking at my content to see, make sure that I am congruent with who I am. Now, another concept that she brought up, and I never thought of this, but she said, once you decide on the goal, invest in note cards. And I thought, you know, that's brilliant. I never really thought about it, because I would tend to sit down and start writing, and then there's this big blank sheet of paper ahead of me. And I actually did go out and buy note cards.
Well, I think the thing that the note cards does is it breaks it down into small, reasonable, easy steps. A lot of people sit there and they go, oh my gosh, you know, I've got to write a book, right? I have to get, how many pages is this? 348 pages. I have to get 348 pages. And so it becomes very intimidating. But the truth is, if you will just start getting the pieces of content down that you want to pull together, it becomes very easy to pull those pieces of content together. So I think the idea about the note cards is such a great way to break down business into something very simple, very basic, very easy to understand at the end of the day. So I love how she took this concept that can be very scary and very intimidating for people and makes it very accessible.
I think so too. And one of the things, the note cards, it's because I've started to work with the note cards since I'm planning on writing a book. The cool thing about the note cards is you can write a simple concept down on a note card, and then you're not sitting there trying to figure where it fits in, because now you have the note card and you're thinking, oh, this isn't fit where I think it fits. It actually fits over here. And you can move the note cards, and it's a much simpler process. Right. Plus, they're portable. And, you know, one thing she said, and, you know, it's one of my passions, is stories. Stories, stories, stories. Facts, instructions don't sell. When we look at a book, even a book like I have right here, Jeb Blunt's Objections book, right? Well, Jeb's book is full of stories. Yes, it's full of instruction, but I'll be honest with you, if I get bored, I run ahead to the stories, because the stories are instructional. And the stories are helpful.
Stories, you know, it's funny, this whole story things with Matthew Pullard being on our radar, and his big thing is story selling and, you know, using stories to sell. And that's what he's going to be talking about, the Grow Retreat. But the truth is, I mean, realistically, stories are what we remember long term. I may remember the tactic, but, you know, I'm going through some of Jeb's books on my phone right now. And what I'm going to remember more long-term is going to be the stories that he told, right? I may remember the tactic, but what's going to stick it in my head is the story. And that's where we talk all the time about how to get people to buy it. You know, it's a repeat touches thing, right? It's building trust. It's touching them over and over and over and over again, and, you know, mentally at least. And the beautiful thing is, when you plant a story in their head, that story will replay again and again and again. So you get those touches without having to do all the work, without having to call them 30 times. Mm-hmm. You're popping up in their mind, and that's insanely valuable.
And it's powerful. Very, very
it's
powerful.
Very powerful. It's very impactful. It makes a long difference effect on people. One of the other things I really loved that she talked about was when she talks about setting the goals for your book, right? And I loved how she talked about that you have to have a goal that's bigger than money, mm-hmm. right? Like, so many people, they're like, well, either they get into writing a book either to make money, right? I'm going to be the next J.K. Rowling, or they get into the book writing scene to, hey, I'm going to use this to launch my speaking career, and I'm now going to be charging $20,000 for a speech and whatever. But I love how she said, you know, it really has to, because the truth of the matter is, no one cares about giving you money. What they care about is providing you with value in exchange for your value. And if you're so caught up in the money side of things, you're going to really struggle with the impact. And the impact is where the money's going to come from.
It truly is. Truly is. Now, if you think, I'm really not sure about having a book, but you've got webinars, or you've put out blogs, or you've done any of these things, I would encourage you to take her up on her offer to give you a free 400 to 800 word sample. You can send her audio, video of something you've done for free. She'll take a look at it. She'll write it as if she was changing it into a book for you and give you some valuable feedback. I've done it. I've been surprised at the feedback I got, and I think it's very valuable. And so go ahead, email her at kate@authorityredefined.com, and realize that you're an expert. A book simply validates your authority to be the person to sell your product or service to your customer. And I enjoyed having Kate. We're going to have her back, because you really want to interact with her directly, because she was a lot of fun and she's very, very smart. So Stephanie, why don't you close us out today? Thank you.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming and joining us for another episode of Black Belt Selling, where we take the skills, the concepts, everything we learned that brought us to being black belts in the martial arts, and help you apply that in business to reach that top tier of business and sales for yourself. In the meantime, of course, don't forget to check out our Facebook group. We have an awesome little group hanging out at facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. Like us on Spreaker. Let us know if you have questions, if you have a suggestion for a guest that we should bring on, or you have some questions that you would love to hear us answer sometime. Just shoot that our way. Best way to connect with us is inside our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. I don't know why that's like this running inside joke to say that 100 times. In the meantime, go out there, guys, and make it a freaking amazing week. Always keep in mind, your life is 100% up to you. Are you going to own it? Or are you going to let somebody else run it for you?